This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. Many U.S. asylum seekers are stuck in Ciudad Juarez, across the border from El Paso, because of the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy. That program, formally called the Migrant Protection Protocols, or MPP, forces those seeking asylum to wait in Mexico until their U.S. hearing. But the COVID-19 pandemic has put those hearings on hold. In the final part of the Asylum Trap series, KERA's Mallory Falk looks at what the election could mean for thousands of people stuck on the border, including one couple with an unexpected love story.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden has pledged to end MPP during his first 100 days in office. But what would that actually look like?
Yeah, so that's kind of the $64,000 question.
Nico Palazzo is an attorney with Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center and represents clients in MPP. He says a new administration could stop placing people in the program. But what about everyone who's already in MPP, waiting in Mexico?
I don't expect, you know, the last week of January for the gates to be open and people just allowed to shuffle in. We're talking thousands of people.
By now, you know the story. Those people, they came to the U.S. seeking asylum. Immigration officials gave them a court date, then sent them across the border to wait in Mexico. But here's a slightly different story. During that wait, two of them fell in love.
Nosotros venimos acá sin ningún pensamiento de que me voy a casar.
Jose is a nurse who fled political persecution in Nicaragua. We're not using his full name since his asylum case is still under review. After he was put in MPP, he found his way to a migrant shelter. It's the last place he expected to find love. But he noticed a woman there and struck up a conversation. He learned she was from Guatemala, also here seeking asylum. At first, Jose got her number, but not her name.
I just put guate in the phone.
They talked constantly. He brought her chocolate.
I never thought I'd meet someone who I just connected with like that. People say, oh, that's just a passing thing. But it's not. When you find the ideal person, someone who gives you the support you were lacking, the embrace you didn't have.
They moved in together, sharing a room at the shelter. Their asylum cases are in different stages, and their future together is uncertain. Still, he asked her to marry him. She said yes. They're expecting a baby next month. And like so many others, they're waiting to see what the presidential election brings.
Cambiando presidente cambia la política. Está claro.
Changing the president obviously changes policies.
Attorney Nico Palazzo says asylum seekers in MPP, like Jose and his fiance, should be paroled into the U.S. to wait out their legal proceedings.
Can you imagine being a migrant living in Mexico, not knowing anyone, having very little resources, and being able to effectively prepare and do all of the hard work that is involved in defending yourself in immigration proceedings and requesting asylum?
Plus, it can be dangerous. People in MPP are often targeted by criminals. Palazzo says in the U.S., it's also easier to get a lawyer. Just 7% of asylum seekers in MPP have had legal representation, according to an analysis from the Track Immigration Project at Syracuse University. And they'd make their cases in courtrooms where they'd likely face better odds.
Their court case is going to be changing venue. So it's going to leave El Paso and it's going to go to another jurisdiction like New York City or San Francisco, where, quite frankly, the courts tend to have significantly lower denial rates of asylum.
Sí, aquí está mi...
That would help Jose, who thinks he has a legitimate asylum claim since he says he was targeted by the government in Nicaragua. He stores documents in clear plastic folders, like his nursing degree and letters from community leaders describing the danger he faces. Getting out of MPP and into the U.S. would be just the beginning. The Trump administration has taken more than 400 executive actions on immigration, including restricting who qualifies for asylum.
The Trump administration's approach to asylum at the southern border is assuming that no one is a legitimate asylum seeker.
Sarah Pierce is with the Migration Policy Institute, a nonpartisan think tank. She says with a new administration,
it's difficult to say how they would unwind the many interlocking policies that are at the southern border.
But she says because MPP was essentially just handed down as a memo, it could be easier to unwind than some other policies. And even if Trump is reelected, MPP is also being challenged in court. Just this week, the Supreme Court announced it will review a case claiming the policy violates immigration law. For now, Jose and his fiance turn to each other for strength.
Ella me apoya mucho, pero yo aquí he servido de apoyo para ella.
She's given me a lot of emotional support, and I've tried to support her, saying, don't get down, you know, come on, let's go out, get some taquitos in the plaza to cheer up. We just give each other understanding, affection.
One way or another, they and thousands like them are hoping MPP comes to an end so they can start rebuilding their lives. I'm Mallory Falk in Ciudad Juárez.